Today with Claire Byrne on RTE Radio 1, sponsored by Cash and Carry Kitchens. We design, craft and install beautiful kitchens. cashandcarrykitchens.ie.
Email todaycb at rte.ie.
Picnics and barbecues and eating al fresco, for many of us, it is what summer is all about. However, my next guest says we should be very cautious when opting to do any of those things at mealtimes. Primrose Freeston is a senior lecturer in clinical microbiology at the University of Leicester, and she joins me on the line. Hello, Primrose.
Hello there.
Good to have you with us again. Are we more likely to get food poisoning at this time of the year than at any other time?
Well, yes, you are, I'm afraid, actually. If you look at statistics, for example, Food Standards Agency in the UK, more people get food poisoning this time of year, usually from undercooked poultry, often from Campylobacter, and it's purely because people are not following hygiene and not cooking the meat well enough.
So is it stressful for you, somebody who's hyper aware of these things this time of the year with barbecues and picnics and all of these things happening?
I'm not so much hyper, it's just that I've had severe food poisoning myself.
Oh.
And quite frankly, it was not a pleasant experience.
No, it's very grim, isn't it? It's very grim. But are you somebody who would accept an invitation to a barbecue and have the food there, or do you just say no?
I'm very reluctant, quite frankly, unless I'm actually sort of running the barbecue myself. And I don't do many of them now, actually. And if I do, I tend to cook the food in advance and just brown it off on the barbecue so that I know it's thoroughly cooked.
Mm-hmm.
And then, of course, hand hygiene, keeping food covered because of the insects, flies and so on, carrying on and germs. All of that needs to be factored in. And obviously, perishable food, keep it covered and keep it cold and eat it quickly.
OK, so let's talk about keeping it cold, first of all. How long is too long to have something out of the fridge, a meat product?
It depends on whether you're going to cook the meat product or whether it's going to be something like ham or sort of sausage, whatever, that you're going to eat cold, in which case no more than, I would say, a couple of hours. And ideally, try and keep it cold on an ice pack, because the problem is outside it's quite warm at the moment. And that means germs that might be on the meat, but not at a level that's going to do you any harm, but they can actually start growing in the warm temperature. And that is the problem, actually, getting to a level of what's called the infectious dose, which means there's enough there to make you sick. So keep things cold, keep them covered, and only uncover them when you're ready to eat.
But if you cook them then afterwards at a high temperature and safely so that they're the right temperature inside, are you not killing all of the bacteria that might have multiplied when it was out of the fridge?
Yes, okay, although there are some pathogenic bacteria that actually produce toxins at heat stable, but most of the food poisoning ones that you associate with meat aren't. The key thing is, though, making sure that the interior of the meat is cooked, and that means at least at a temperature of 70 degrees centigrade. That's hot. So therefore, if you're not sure that your chicken's leg or your very, very large half-pounder beef burger is not cooked properly, they're not expensive, a meat thermometer, and you can be sure if the interior of the meat is at the 70 degrees or more, then it's going to be safe to eat, because that key temperature is what kills off the germs.
Okay, so we all need one of those really to be safe. That's the bottom line, isn't it?
It helps, okay. Obviously, when you're cooking at home, we tend to overcook in the oven, and that's good because that kills off everything. Okay, but outside, you can't really control the temperature of the barbecue in the same, if it's one of the sort of, coal-based ones, you can't really control the temperature as well as you can indoors mm-hmm. in an oven. So therefore, having that thermometer probably does actually help.
And when it comes to picnics then, is it in the main the flies and the insects, is that what we should be concerned about?
They are definitely part of it, but also, again, it's the fact that you go outside and you picnic when it's warm. And food warming up, particularly if it's food that's not going to be cooked and it won't be on a picnic, that's when, again, you've got to be a little bit careful.
Mm-hmm.
So again, keep it covered, keep it cold, and only uncover and eat when you basically uncover and eat it as soon as you can. Having some ice packs in the cool pack really does help, actually.
Oh, does it? So you would trust those to do their job and keep it safe?
Yes, I would.
Now, bagged salad, those ones that we get, the really handy ones that say washed and ready to eat, and we throw them into the bowl and we put the dressing on. You say we should be washing those, Primrose, do you?
Yes, I'm afraid I do, actually. This is an area of research that I work on. And we've isolated some nasty bacteria from bagged salads. And we've actually found that the juices that are released from the mixed leaf bagged salads make pathogenic bacteria like E. coli, Listeria and Salmonella grow better and become more aggressive, more virulent. So I have to admit, I don't eat bagged salads anymore.
Okay, so what do you do? Do you buy like a head of lettuce and chop it up and wash it?
Yes, that's pretty much what I do. I still eat lettuce. I love lettuce, quite frankly. Having said that, though, I don't want to sort of put people off eating fresh lettuce because it's really very good for you nutritionally. So the key thing is make sure that your use-by date is as far as it can be in the future. And also make sure that when you get it home and you eat it as soon as you can and give it a good wash, at least 1 minute under the cold tap before you eat it. And that actually reduces the risk considerably.
Mm-hmm. And we can use our salad spinner as well. Are they safe to use?
I wouldn't use the salad spinner because you're going to spin the water that might have bacteria all over your kitchen.
Oh, okay, but you know the ones that close on the top and we spin them around. Is the water not enclosed in that, or is that? Well, I suppose the water is at risk of going back in droplets into the salad, and if it has bacteria in it, that mightn't be desirable either.
Salad leaves, okay, are covered in all sorts of bacteria, hundreds of different species. Most of them are not pathogenic towards humans, but the thing is, occasionally you might get them. So that's one of the reasons why. We do recommend that you wash your bag, you're ready to wash and ready to eat salad before you actually eat it. And mm-hmm. eat it as soon as you buy it, ideally. Don't keep it in the fridge for days.
Yeah, and that's another thing to watch out for, because you mentioned there that you've done tests on the liquid that is released. I'm aware that this might be grossing people out, but let's go there anyway. So particularly when they're on the turn, those bags of lettuce, they get a bit mushy on the bottom. You're saying avoid if that happens.
Definitely, yes, because those leaves are decaying, they're rotting, and that is going to benefit any pathogenic bacteria that might be present. The bacteria that normally live on the side of these, they don't seem to care about the juices that are released when the leaves are damaged or decaying. It's the pathogens that like it.
Mm-hmm.
It's a sort of a spinach and Popeye effect.
Yeah. Of course, people can get food poisoning, can't they? And they might have done everything right, and it can be very difficult to identify what caused it.
That's the problem. Okay, so the dose of bacteria, what's called the invective dose, might not be high enough for it to actually cause any changes in the texture or the odour or the taste of the food. And I've been there, okay, and I've, like everybody, I've sat in the toilet with a bowl in my hand and really been miserable. So I wouldn't actually wish that upon anybody, quite frankly. Mm-hmm. So you can't, on the basis of just tasting and smelling, know if something is contaminated and potentially going to give you food poisoning. So you look for things like if it's in a plastic container, the container's swollen, that means something inside is growing, producing gases. Really don't eat it, is my advice.
Oh, so if the container's starting to swell, that's a bad sign.
Yeah. Definitely. It's definitely not something to eat. Mm-hmm. And also keep an eye on the use by date as well, which is there for perishable foods. The idea is if you actually, up until that date, the food should actually be relatively safe to eat. However, even if you're still within the use by date and the container's swelling, or you open it and it doesn't feel right, it feels sticky or slimy or smells funny, don't eat it. It's just not worth it.
Yeah, you're right. It really isn't worth it. And you describe being ill. You know, it's just not pleasant. Emmett has been in touch and he would like to know, what about leftovers after a barbecue? For example, if you have beef that has been cooked medium rare, can you refrigerate it and heat it up the next day?
It depends on how well cooked it was, how fast you actually get it into the fridge. If you can within about 30 minutes, then yes, okay, as long as you've kept it covered and it goes into the refrigerator. it will keep for up to 2 days.
Mm-hmm.
But again, the key thing is make sure it is covered and kept separate from other foods.
But then when you're reheating it again, I assume you have to be careful, right, to get it up to the proper temperature over 70?
Absolutely, yes. Mm-hmm. You've got to reheat it again.
Can I just, you've taken me down a track now on putting things into the fridge after you've cooked them. We've got to wait for them to cool down before we put them in, do we?
Yes, it helps to actually take them down to room temperature. And while that's happening, make sure that they're covered, because this time of year there's lots of flies and wasps and so on around. Make sure nothing actually sort of settles on it. And you can actually cover something up. You can actually buy one of those mesh sort of tents. They're very, very good and they're not expensive.
Mm-hmm.
Or failing that, just put a plate over the top of it and just let it cool.
What about buffets, Primrose? How should we feel about buffets?
I'm laughing. Yeah, okay, right. Caterers have a 2-hour rule, okay, basically, which means perishable food, and that includes fruits, vegetables, dairy products, cheese, meats, and so on. It shouldn't be at room temperature, uncovered, for more than 2 hours. After that, the concern is that bacteria, fungi, and so on might be growing on it, and so therefore the safety aspect of it actually then becomes questionable. So the key thing is, if you're at a barbie or you're on a buffet, okay, and the food's been out for more than 2 hours, I probably wouldn't eat it, to be honest.
2-hour limit. Primrose, thank you so much. Primrose Freestone there, who's a clinical microbiologist. Let's go to the newsroom and to Brian Jennings.